Dr. Ganji, GANJ, ID Kidding and Not Fishing Consult. Patient's name is Yvette Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. First name Y-V-E-T-T-E. Date of birth is 03/27/1954. Date of evaluation is January 23rd, 2013. Referring physician is Dr. Leonard Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. New paragraph. The patient is a /58/old lady who presents with the chief complaint of chronic pain involving different areas of the abdominal wall as well as paralumbar region. Period. Her symptoms have been most noticeable over the past year. Period. She has not been on any prescription pain medications. Period. She denies any radiating pain, common numbness, or paresthesias down the extremities. Period. She has had no neck pain or noticeable muscle weakness, period. Her workup, which is included upper and lower endoscopy, as well as CAT scan with, CAT scan of the abdomen with contrast. Have not revealed a definitive cause of her pain, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is remarkable for GE reflux, for which she is on Dexilant, period. She's concerned whether this medication has exacerbated her symptomatology, period. She takes Wellbutrin for depression and Vytorin for hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph. She has no known drug allergies. New paragraph. Social history. She is divorced, period. She takes 1 to 2, she smokes 1 to 2 cigarettes a day and drinks alcohol in moderation, period. She works full-time at a sedentary job, which requires a great deal of driving, period. In paragraph, family history was reviewed and is non-contributory, period. In paragraph, review of systems is as above, period. She has had no chest pain, comma, shortness of breath or cough, period. She does experience intermittent palpitations, period. She has had no recent diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, dysuria, comma, frequency, comma, urgency, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, significant change in weight or appetite, period. She also denies any headaches, comma, visual or auditory disturbances, period. New paragraph. On physical exam, affects were appropriate, period. Gait analysis was unremarkable, period. DTR apostrophe S were reactive and symmetrical, period. Long tract signs were negative bilaterally, period. Three-segment spinal flexion as well as maneuvers resulting in foraminal encroachment did not result in radiating pain, comma, numbness or paresthesias, period. Sciatic and femoral tension signs or negative bilaterally, period. No motor weakness or focal muscle atrophy was present in the C5 to T1 and L2 to S1 myotomes, period. No sensory or coordination deficits were present, period. Yes, tenderness over the right, left upper and lower quadrants as well as lateral paralumbar regions. No edema or clinical evidence of vasomotor instability was present in the distal lower extremities, period. Pulses are intact, period. Skin was without lesions or discolorations, period. New paragraph. Impression. The patient's clinical presentation is consistent with myofascial pain involving different parts of the abdominal wall as well as lateral paralumbar areas. Period. There's no objective clinical evidence of neural tissue compromise on today's exam, period. Her symptoms may also have a irritable bowel component, period. New paragraph. Comments and recommendations. Number one. I have discussed my impression and the logic behind the treatment plan with the patient at length. Number two. As far as her recurrent palpitations are concerned, comma, this symptom is unrelated to her chief complaint, period. She was referred to her primary care physician for workup of arrhythmia ASAP. Next number. I personally instructed the patient to start a comprehensive home rehab program for reconditioning the affected myofascial areas as well as generalized aerobic conditioning, period. Her cardio activity may have a positive impact on her depression as well, period. Issues regarding ergonomics and the concept of relative rest was discussed and emphasized, period. Next number. As per her request, comma, I have switched her from Dexilant to Protonix, if this is okay with Dr. Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, period. Until rehabilitation takes effect, comma, she may rely on 650 milligrams of ibuprofen, Q6 hours PRN. follow-up in 6 to 8 weeks. Or PRN and the dictation. Thank you.